Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maggie's most intriguing
NFL teams. I don't know why I gird there.
NFL.
Yeah. Okay. 32 was yesterday. That was the Houston Texans. Today, 31 goes to the Atlanta Falcons. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Oregon. Don't be mad at me, but I'm sorry, Marcus Mariota just really hasn't been a starter since 2018. That's not a commentary. That's just a fact. He lost a quarterback battle to Ryan Tannehill, and now he's going to be holding the fort for either Desmond Ridder or maybe somebody else. This is the purgatory that a team finds itself in after moving on from a quarterback that has been under center for 14 years in Matt Ryan. And honestly, Perloff, Kyle Pitts and Drake London are the only reason why the Falcons were not dead last. I'm really curious to see how Kyle Pitts and Drake London fare, but that's really about it. I mean, the Falcons are coming off a season. They won 7 games last year. Of the 7, 6 were against teams with losing records. I mean, this were wins against the Giants and the Jets and the Lions and the Jags. I mean, this is not exactly murderer's row. Arthur Smith, I think the most interesting thing about him is that he's probably a low-key millionaire because his father's like the president of FedEx. It's kind of interesting. And the second most interesting thing about the team is that Calvin Ridley tried desperately. The team was desperately trying to trade him. He's been suspended for the year for placing a 5-team parlay bet that opened up a can of worms, unlike one we've really seen in quite some time in professional sports today. Deion Jones, we get the news he needs shoulder surgery. So that's not even good for the Falcons right now. He's going to miss the whole offseason program, maybe more. I'm sorry, I just can't find a ton to get excited about here with the Atlanta Falcons. They are the 31st most intriguing team in the NFL, according to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think 31 might be too high. Like you said, yes, we're definitely in the 30s. It's sort of splitting hairs which 30 spot they get.
Yeah, well, I do like Pitts and Drake London.
Arthur Smith seems to be really well respected in the league. People are always talking about Arthur Smith.
Don't they say that about every coach except for Urban Meyer?
He eked out some wins last year that I think surprised a lot of people because they do not have a talented roster.
Eked out wins against who? The Saints? Yeah. That was the one team they beat with a winning record, and it's a division rival. So
but they were kind of like, they looked like a 3-win team last year that ended up winning a couple more.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan, I'm glad for them that Matt Ryan's gone. I'm glad that Matt Ryan that he's gone. Do you think that they're going to be a tanking team? It kind of feels that way.
Great candidate to be a tanking team. And again, I don't want to tick off all of our fans in Oregon. It's not personal, but Mariota is a Band-Aid, you know?
Yeah.
So if you can be really bad here, then you might as well try to be as bad as you possibly can. You know, you don't want to be in the middle. You want to be really bad and try to get the number one overall
pick. You know what'll hurt them for that effort is the NFC South.
It's not going to help.
Yeah, we'll see. Atlanta, definitely. I totally understand what you're saying. There's Cordarrelle Patterson is a interesting, like, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a cool story.
Was good, were they really that interesting?
Well, I have my own set of commandments outside of the Old Testament, and one of them is thou shall not bet on the Atlanta Falcons. Ah. It's one it's the most important commandment of my religion, and I hold to that because of that exact reason. I can never get really a handle on the
Falcons. Yeah, there's certain cities, too, but I mean, I have trouble. I know we're on in some stations in Georgia. Like, you can never really... Atlanta basketball, you can never get excited about. Like, talking about that is Al Horford. They could win 65 games and it wouldn't matter. The Braves, I hate because I'm a Phillies fan.
Yeah.
And the Falcons have always been a somewhat under-entertaining team. Jamal Anderson, the Dirty Bird. Now, the worst is Washington. Any team that plays in Washington is automatically boring. Like, the Wizards are the most boring franchise in the history of the planet.
Pretty boring.
The Nationals are not far behind. And now... The Commanders have been.
I know, but you say this, the Nationals and the Braves, you're throwing out two teams that have won World Series in the last 5 years.
Yes, but as a sports city, D.C. is not great.
Capitals fans would tell you differently about that.
Oh,
and
okay.
You have to say, like, for as awful as the Commanders are in every facet, I mean, the fans are pretty passionate. The ones who actually still care
about, they're passionate about Joe Gibbs. They're not passionate about this team.
Well, wouldn't you be? I mean, they don't have a lot to hang on to right now.
Just the fact that you had to go to hockey shows you all. That's just pretty much the end of the argument right there. You had to pull out the Capitals. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they've won more titles than our cities recently.
By the way, I just wanted for the record, Maggie's the one who said the Atlanta Falcons are uninteresting. So you could forget that I ripped the entire city.
Yeah, no. Thank you. I mean, I feel like now you just made that seem tame.
I lived there when I worked. I was an intern at CNN, and they were basically like, please go to the Braves game so we can fill out the camera angles. And then everybody's wearing a Georgia Bulldog hat. So I'm like, what is going on with this sports town? Then the Braves got good. That was annoying, but...
Well, yeah, the 90s? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they really haven't gone away that much. And I don't understand it. Like, would they just stop winning baseball games?
Put your personal beefs aside. They probably have, like, one of the biggest fan bases in the country.
Atlanta?
Yeah, because, like, the whole South, it's kind of like they get to... Everyone's kind of a Braves fan down there because it's the closest thing.
I don't know. I have trouble buying that.
They were on, like, TBS.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
I don't know. The Braves have the biggest... I understand, like... I don't know, because even in Atlanta, when I was there, like, it's such a college football place. The baseball is nice, but we'll see.
Coming up next, of course, you can weigh in. Any Atlanta fans want to defend me making the Falcons the 31st most intriguing team in the NFL? Have at it, 855-212-4CBS. We've got the most unorthodox offseason continues for one NFL contender. We'll explain everything that's going on next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.